You mentioned about the work that was going on in the special schools because of the supported employment agencies actually saying that there was a gap. Does that mean that you're expecting schools to work on vocational profiles?
Yep, so it's very much that. So when we started designing these transition panels for our special schools, we wanted to make sure that they were different to all the other panels that, you know, I know are numerous that special schools have to attend. And these are very much focused on supported employment outcomes. And what do we need to put in place to make sure that every young person will have the best chance of securing a supported employment placement, as we see that as the sort of the end goal for a lot of our children, if it's an appropriate end goal. So we're looking at what skills they have, what are any preliminary thoughts, and focusing those down through the years that they might have in terms of sort of career aspirations and job aspirations, where their strengths lie, etc. And then looking at what qualifications might help them to secure supported employment and then an eventual employment outcome. So if, for example, they're interested in maybe working in a restaurant or hotel or something like that, we would help them to make sure that they've got their food hygiene certificate, for example, or necessary health and safety qualifications, and seeing and working with the school to make sure that those kind of opportunities to get those kind of qualifications and the work that they're doing and the vocational work that they're doing and lends itself very much to developing those skills. Because we've noticed through the Hinkley Point pilots that we need to make sure that our young people are as work ready before they go into that supported traineeship as we can, so that a lot of that work is done, like the travel training, etc. Some of those basic qualifications that can be done whilst they're still at school that will just make them really desirable in future employees.
So what of all the things that you've been doing do you think has been the most successful aspect of the implementation of your enterprise and skills strategy?
I think a lot of the work we're doing with the transition panels has been really valuable, because I think we've managed to open up real transparent dialogue between schools, the colleges and other support agencies. I think you can't actually beat face-to-face communication. I think we're all realising that now at the moment, you know, that actually there's real strength in being around a table talking about young people. So I think that has been is a real strength. I think we've really managed to move the careers picture forward. I think, you know, one really great thing that we've managed to do is we managed to get funding for a Somerset Education and Business Partnership. So we have our own Somerset EBP, and they're doing massive amount of work linking employers with education. So when we started our strategy in 2016, a big thing was, how are we ever going to get in touch with employers and make those links? Well, actually, we have our own sort of company now, the Somerset EBP, that is doing that day in, day out, and that is making a huge difference. I mean, I think we've also got quite a lot of initiatives that are reaching right down into primary schools. So we've started Children's University in Somerset. We do specific workshops for primary schools to promote getting employers in, to do talks to how to use employers to teach and support sort of STEM work, etc. So I think, you know, we've got we've extended the boundaries, if you like, of careers work right down into primary, although it's not statutory, and right up, linking it right through into post-16 and post-18. So, you know, things like that, I think, have been are quite unique and have really helped embed quite a lot of careers and enterprise work within our schools. So another thing we're working on is our Teachers into Industry sort of initiative, where we're trying to support schools and promoting with schools the importance of getting their teachers back into industry to see how brilliant a lot of our local employers are and the opportunities that our young people can have when they go to work for them. So we realise that a lot of our teachers have gone straight from school to university to becoming teachers, and they may have missed out on knowing, you know, the latest industry developments. So we see as a really important part of their CPD as giving them the opportunity to go in and work with local employers to see the job opportunities there, the expectations on young people if they go to work there, and also opportunities for linking their curriculum teaching with local business, because, you know, quite often local businesses will have huge amount of expertise there that could be really interesting way of developing their curriculum back in school. So we are working to promote that. There are lots of sort of funding opportunities through people like STEM Learning that will support that CPD costs of that happening. And so we're trying, especially through the Somerset EVP, to promote that with our schools, even if it's just an afternoon every now and again that a member of staff can go out and work with a local employer. And also we see that as a two-way process, so where our employers go into schools to see what it's like to be a teacher. We see that as really important, because quite often there's a challenge thrown down by employers that's, you know, where they say we're not preparing our students properly. Well, you know, we can say, well, come in and tell us how to do it, and, you know, experience what it's like in a classroom. So it's definitely a two-way initiative.